Dr. Manager, this is a report of consultation on patient 1 The first name is G-E-H-A-N, middle initial L, last name S-A-W-E-R-E-S, referring physician Dr. Saqiba, S-A-Q-U-I-B-A, Syed, S-A-Y-E-D, M-D, 303 Grand Street, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07302. Dear Dr. Syed, thank you for referring Ms. Gihan Saweres, S-A-W-E-R-E-S, for infectious disease evaluation. As you know, patient was, new paragraph, as you know, patient was recently hospitalized for osteomyelitis of the left second digit due to uncontrolled diabetes, period. New paragraph. Patient was discharged on intravenous antibiotics. Based on cultures obtained in medical center. Amputation of digit was refused. Patient reports improvement in overall symptoms with decreased drainage and slow healing. Past medical history, positive for diabetes, morbid obesity, hypertension, social history, doesn't drink, smoke, or use intravenous drugs, family history, non-contributory, positive for diabetes. Physical examination, there's no known allergies to medications. Current medications include Rocephin, 2 grams IV daily, amlodipine 10 milligrams, 5 milligrams PO daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams PO daily, Umax 0.5 milligrams PO daily, Vidorian 2 milligrams sub-Q every week, Celebrex 200 milligrams PO daily, physical examination reveals a well-nourished, well-developed female, awake, alert, oriented, and no acute distress. Her temperature is 98. Her height is 5 foot. Weight is 300 pounds. Blood pressure 130 over 70. Pulse 70. Head normal, cephalic, atraumatic. Eyes normal, ears normal, nose normal, lungs clear. Heart S1, S2, abdomen soft, obese, bowel sounds present. Extremities reveal bilateral lower edema, lower leg edema. Pulses diminished, secondary to edema. Second digit left foot has ulcer, which is slowly healing. There's no pus, there's no drainage. There's no gas in the soft tissues. Neurological examination reveals decreased sensation consistent with peripheral neuropathy. Recent labs are not available. Impression. Osteomyelitis, left second digit, may require amputation if no improvement. Current currently improving on IV antibiotics and is due to complete therapy in approximately 2 weeks. Subsequent to this, she may require additional oral antibiotic therapy. She reports better glycemic control. Patient is due to follow up with Dr. Levine in 3 days. Patient has been given an appointment for follow-up here in approximately 6 weeks. New paragraph. We'll follow along with you. Add further recommendations as needed. Thank you very much for allowing me to participate in the care of your patients. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACPN, and dictation.